WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
How's everybody doing? I hope and pray that everybody is doing well, because so am I. Yes, yes. I want to take a moment, if I can, if it's okay, to talk with you, whoever you are watching. If you can go to YouTube, that would probably work best for you and for me, because Facebook will be cutting me off. I can almost guarantee you that. Yeah. But I also want to just take a moment and just let the powers that be at Facebook and then YouTube or wherever else know that this broadcast is licensed via Live 365 and covers listeners in the USA through Sound Exchange, ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. In Canada, through SOCAN and ReSound. In the UK, through PPL and PRS for music. So I just wanted to remind everybody of that before I get started. Needless to say, for some of you who catch this broadcast, this may be your first time seeing me alone without my good buddy and partner, Therese, with whom I share and co-host two shows a week on Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The name of that show is Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese. And we interview artists and just whomever. And we have a great time and we talk about everything that's going on in the world and what's going on in our lives and our opinions. And we listen to groovy music and we have legendary artists who come through. As a matter of fact, this coming Saturday, August 29th, Miss Melba Moore will be coming on, and she's going to come on visually with us, which is something new. Although Melba Moore has been a great friend to the show, to the point that I refer to her as Auntie Melba. Yeah, we love her. She advises me in the background. And, you know, we just love her. She's just everything. She enjoys the show. Anyway, I'm going off on a Melba Moore thing because I'm staring at her CD. When I tell you I'm a fan of someone, I just am. I'm staring at a Melba Moore CD as we talk. But anyway, if you want to check that out, Saturday, August 29th, Miss Melba Moore will be on the show with me and Therese on Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese on Wednesday evenings. We also have a show, a later show, that's from 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for this show, this particular show, Sunday Evening Shout, Gospel Music in the Basement with Jahan, this is a show that I have not been doing for quite some time, but I used to do every Sunday evening. We'll see how it goes. And I was telling someone the other day that I started this show for my own personal healing. I started the show because I love gospel music. It's uplifting. Gospel music and spiritual music saw me through a lot of hard times and scary times and times when I doubted myself and the love of others. I you know, acceptance and understanding of my worth in the world, my relationship with God, all of that had to do with my relationship with God and God's, oddly enough, you see, here's the kicker. When you're struggling with whether or not you're accepted by others, particularly those people in the church, you start to wonder to whether or not God accepts you. At least that's what my experience was. If I didn't fit in with the church circle, well, then maybe God didn't love me. At least that was the message that I was getting. Through gospel music, through reading the Bible on my own, through uplifting inspirational music, and really, honestly, love. Love. Love was the great equalizer that taught me that God loves me. And, you know, my life experiences have been that God continuously blesses me all the time. I am being blessed. Yes, even me, who was shunned or felt shunned. I can't say that they picked me up, you know, by the collar and tossed me out of their church. I can't say that. But certainly, I have had experiences where I was not made to feel welcome in churches. I'm going to hear a little something because I'm trying to get Blog Talk Radio up. You hear that? Trying to make it so that as many people as possible. Thank you. Okay, so that, hold on, let's fix this. As many people, that works. Okay, hold on. Give me a second. Always these little digital things. And we should be up and running. Got podding going. I'm trying to get that neutralized or whatever so that that works well. Anyway, long story short, I found out through love, the love of others, and my love of others, that God loves me just the way I am, for just who I am. And I was fortunate enough to stumble upon a church wherein the message was that God is love, and love is for everyone. How you doing, Loretta? Yes, we do love Auntie Melba, and you're absolutely right. God loves us all without any conditions, even me and even you. The mere fact that we're here during this time, breathing this breath in this life, this day, that God thought enough of us, every one of us, to breathe
the breath of life into us. To me, it's an amazing thing. And I keep making mistakes. I keep doing things that allowing myself to think negatively and allowing myself basically to be human, just to be human. And has a mission for me. And if God has a mission for me, God has something for you to do too. Now, I can't speak to that. That's between you and the Holy One. And that's something for you to know what that is. And I would ask that God show God's self. Right? A lot of us have lost loved ones recently, people that we know. It's a pandemic. So it's a difficult time for everybody. The whole world is impacted. Even if people are pretending that they're not and that everything is good and, you know, politics aside, your world is different than it was 4 years ago, 2 years ago. I know my world is different. But God continues to show me a lesson and a blessing in everything. In everything. You know? It's just amazing.
Speak glory by in love. No morning do I want to wake up without of your grace. I never want to part, I never want to separate. Every blessing that you give to me, Lord, I never leave go any place. Cause I ain't really nothing without you. Leave this unbundle me. Since you came in my life, you're the source of my abundant living.
Take
Yes, yes, yes. You have to, I mean, well, you don't have to do anything. That's the wonderful thing about being a human being is that, you know, you can make your own decisions about what you do, how you act. And, you know, I've been thinking about that and also thinking about how I guess my desire to know more and, you know, do more, it pushes me, and I appreciate that about myself. But it's a blessing to have the wherewithal to strive towards doing the things that it is that I want to do. And with that, you know, someone that I really, really respect as a musical artist said that I'm a great songwriter. That kind of cracked me up, you know. There's a lot of things said that cracked me up, but that particular thing makes me giggle because I don't perceive myself that way as a great anything, really. I see myself as average. I don't see myself as below or above anything or anybody, but when it comes to songwriting, I mean, I think a great songwriter, Stevie Wonder, Quincy Jones, you know, well, he's a producer, but also a songwriter, you know, Michael Jackson, those people, Ashford and Simpson, those are great. And what, by what standard do I measure greatness, right? Is it the number of people who have heard their songs and dance to it and sing to it? And yes and no. I mean, there's a lot of music that's very popular that personally I don't like. So would I call the authors of, you know, the writers of those songs great writers? Not necessarily. Because it's all relative to opinion. So just the real bar. The real bar of greatness could be and should be not so much how many people you touch, but how you touch one person. You know? And if one person, regardless as to whether they're an amazing artist or someone who accidentally heard a song that I wrote, says, that's a great song and it gives me this feeling. A good feeling, or it makes me think about, or it makes me feel something, then that should be enough. You know us human beings, right? You know how we do. But it's all a blessing. It's all a blessing. And I'm saying this because for me, the real blessing is in the pursuit of greatness. It's in the what do you call it? The journey. It's the journey that does me good because I learn along the way. Met some incredible people in my life, amazing people, people that I work with every day, people that I only know their voices and don't really know them and how they live, but they've all touched me in one way or another, and I learn from everybody. And I, you know, I'm kind of rambling, and you know, it is what it is, so they say. And that's because, you know, it goes back to why did I create Sunday Evening Shout to begin with? Well, I did it for healing, for myself, and I'm back in a place where I need to reset and really decide what I'm going to do and make some moves, you know, like some kind of movement, do something. you know? So I invite you to move as well. You know, while the country is trying to figure out if they're going to force people to move or force people to sit still or, you know, whatever's going on in the world, you know, it's a great time to have some introspection and reflect upon yourself. I'm not a minister. I just love gospel music. I love the Lord. And I love giving positive messages to others. I love because I'm blessed. And I hope I'm a blessing anyway. Yeah. So, yeah, let's play some more of this great, great music. Here's Mr. Charlie Wilson with If I Believe.
Is a gift you blessed from heaven, that's sure. So every day I give thanks to you. Oh, I haven't been perfect, that's okay. And you still show love my way, yeah. Please don't leave me stay, cause I know the sun will shine. The rain doesn't fall, and there wouldn't be a twinkle, twinkle little star. And just like we have winter, spring, and summer, fall, I can only count on you, because you never let me down. You've always been around for me. And my trust for you will never leave. It will never leave. Because you know my destiny. So I believe. Oh, 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 oh. Everything's my stronger, knowing you're there, I hang on a little longer. Sometimes life gets a little hard, hey, your time comes so hard to bear. I can think sometimes I feel you really don't care, but when I open my eyes and look out the window and see you there, the sun will shine and the rain just as far, and there wouldn't be a twinkle, twinkle, little star, yeah. And just like the past, winter, spring, and summer, fall, I can always count on you. You never let me down. You always been around, yeah, yeah, yeah. My trust for you will never leave. It will never, never, never leave. Cause you know my destiny. Oh, I know it's by belief. I know it's by belief. Yeah, yeah. I can do anything if I believe. I know it's I believe I can do anything.
without a sail, without it, I would be nothing. I am sure that I would fail never.
scared. There's no remedy for prayers. Worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through.
Oh,
Love that one. You could lose breath on that song. You can like really just like pass out. Like I just, you know, you could just run around the basement, you know. That song just takes it. You know what, Loretta, thank you so much for hanging out with me. You to pieces, and thank you for allowing me to ramble, because Lord knows I can do that. I can be quite loquacious. Which is why I think doing these kinds of shows is a good thing for me, where I just get to chat, you know, and just let out. Because there's more room out than in, you know. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes it's better to keep it all in, right? Just keep it all in. That's what people say, you know. But, you know, I'm the type of person, like, I got something on my mind. I got to let it off. I can't just sit with things, you know. I can't sit with my feelings very well. Not that I have to let the world know, but if it affects you or impacts you, I got to let you know how I feel. And right now, I feel closer to people. Like, normally I'm a hermit. I stay in my basement. That's that. But I feel like I want to be closer to people right now. And this is how it has to be. Part of my walk, right? And speaking of my walk, let me just play that song since I'm on. Canton Jones, My Walk.
Yeah. Hey, Joe. Hey. P-Dub, where we gonna get him on this one? Hey. No time for games, it's time living. Hey. Using every gift and getting. Hey. Just the thought of your name is bone chilling. So appealing, my soul kinda got a warm feeling. Okay. See, since someone loves all of my family, when it comes by your nickname, you know King Messiah is my nickname. She told me that life was gonna cause pain. Just get on your face and call out its name. See, I can't lie, I love the world, man. But I just feel that pain. So my walk, my talk, my slang, ain't your slang, but it's all the same. My views, my problem is your problem. I know it's a problem. She's a problem. Everybody, we got a crazy. Gas bill due, my light bill due, my rising bill due. Man, y'all know how they do. Forget about what they do. See, I'ma stay focused on what he do. Well, I thank you for the phone that I talk on. Thank you for the leg that I walk on. Thank you for the place that I call home. That's enough to get my praise on. My walk, my talk, my slang ain't your slang, but it's all the same. My deal, but still, we gotta break them. I don't keep the call on. She doesn't do it all alone. Yeah, but we gotta break them.
Right, yeah.
I gotta pray, gotta pray.
Turn the table,
turn
and tell your neighbor.
And see how it turns out. See if you got a phone. like Pastor Spring, I know it will work out.
Of what this life has to bring, yeah.
you're cold and lonely at night. And no matter how great you think you are, there are moments of weakness when you don't have to fight. I got a feeling.
Crashing down, almost spinning down and down. There's no one to blame but me. Yeah, I'm feeling so much hurt and shame, and I'm in excruciating pain. Cause I didn't do right for you. I took for granted all you do, and now a shell is all that remains. Thank you.
right, company? We gon' set this one for parents. Y'all ready? Put your hands together. Come on. Ah. You got your words. Power of life and death is your words. Your words create your reality. Come on. Tell the story. Go on and speak it.
Speak it. So I knew. I guess I put it out into the universe. Hey, Peggy Miller. What's up, Peggy? Got to remember to give you a call. Maybe right after the show, I'll give you a call. So I knew they would put me on Facebook because I was going to do some things that, you know, whatever. I'm sorry. Sometimes you just got to go with what you got to go with. And I think we're going to wrap it up a little early because I am a little tired and I do have to do a couple of things. And tomorrow morning, I have to actually go into the office. I've been working from home. I do work in essential services, so I'm always working, but most of my work I can do remotely. All of my work, actually, I can do remotely, but every now and then it's good to pop in. So tomorrow I will be popping in, and I need to prepare for that. Also, I have some more work that I need to do at home, and I'm feeling good, and I'm glad that I did this, and I will probably not do it every Sunday, but we will be popping up and popping in frequently, more frequent, because being able to do this is a blessing, and I pray I never forget that this is a blessing, and that I am blessed. And with that, I'm going to end with this song by Dorinda. Yeah. Bless this house. And I pray that your house is blessed as well.
somebody out there